Kefin and Esperin, back in here for the last interview of the day. I have with me Matt. Matt, what's your last name? Matt McGregor.
McGregor, yeah.
Hi, Matt, right. McGregor. How's it going?
It's going well on this very cold and wet day, but it's going
Isn't
well.
Isn't it horrible? I've been horrible. Inside for like since 10. It's been really warm in here.
I'm very jealous.
Amazing. Now, Matt, you work at the Creative Commons New Zealand, is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. Right. So what are you guys got going on? What's happening? What's the thing?
There's a bunch going on right now. Basically, Creative Commons works to open up a whole bunch of cultural works, publicly funded data, a whole bunch of works that are taxpayer funded, basically. We try and open that up for people to be able to reuse.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we're focusing on cultural and heritage institutions, so museums, art galleries, archives, libraries, and trying to work with those institutions to open up some of their stuff so that other people can kind of access it and also reuse it.
When you say reuse, you mean like being like sort of, because you don't actually take the actual item itself, do you?
No, not really. Exactly. So it's more high-quality digital reproductions of those works. Right. So there's been big digitization projects in our libraries over the last 10 years. So there's they've got millions of items, essentially. Yeah. A lot of them are out of copyright, but they're also quite hard to access. So it's a matter of getting those institutions to put that stuff online, removing all copyright restrictions and letting the public kind of reuse it.
Let it be free.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff's really, copyright lasts a really long time, but there is a lot of stuff that's available for legal reuse.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that, getting that low-hanging fruit and getting these institutions to start thinking about letting people reuse their stuff.
Yes. Now, I, for some reason in my brain, copyright is connected with Disney. Is that a thing? Like, there's something about how like Disney basically goes, actually, we want to keep using these things for a bit longer, so we're going to lobby to get the law extended.
That has happened.
It's more of an American thing, though, probably.
It does, though. What's happened is that American extensions to copyright law tend to get exported to other countries via trade treaties and that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's currently life plus 70 years in the States and Australia and Europe.
It's a long time.
New Zealand, it's life plus 50.
Right. Life of the author.
Life of the author plus 50. Right. So that's, if you live 50 years, add another 50 years, that's a long time.
That's how long it is until someone can use your work.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, a lot of work falls out of use pretty quickly. So especially a lot of artistic and cultural works aren't actually in circulation for 100 years.
No.
But copyright prevents that work being reused. So if you're a copyright holder and you want your work to be reused in the future, Creative Commons licenses are a pretty good way to ensure that happens.
Yeah. And how do you put one of those on your work?
Super easy.
Easy. Sweet.
I would say that, but it is actually quite easy. There's a page, you just go to creativecommons.org/choose and there's four boxes and you just cut and paste the license with this little button and you put it on your work and that's all you have to do. And that'll lead, if someone clicks on it, it'll go to this legal document that essentially outlines all the rights that you've chosen to license, essentially.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's all free, it's all non-profit.
Because I have seen it on Flickr as well, like with photos, there's like a whole section of the Creative Commons images there.
There's a massive amount of photos.
Yeah, they have different rules. They're like, you know, you can use this for anything as long as you say it was mine. Or one, you can use this for anything as long as you're not making money off it. I think that's the thing you get into it, isn't it? It's like if someone's made something and then you use it and make money, you should be feeding some of that back.
I think what you find, a lot of artists choose to use that non-commercial license for that very reason. They want to get a piece if other people reuse it. They don't mind it being shared and distributed, but if anyone else is commercializing it, they
can't take someone's art and put it on a bag and sell it and then not pay
the person. Some artists don't mind. And I suppose the principle for publicly funded works is a little bit different. So
that's true.
There's a whole bunch of government produces so much cultural works, but also data sets, research, so much stuff, and so getting that stuff up in your license seems to be seems to make sense that stuff should be available to the people who paid for it in the first place.
You'd think so.
Yeah, so it's happening at the moment.
That's good.
Slowly, but it is happening. It is happening.
Awesome. And is this? Have you been working for this project for a long time?
Just a year. So the project's 5 years old in New Zealand,
right?
And most of our work is involved in getting schools and public agencies to pick up the licenses, because that stuff's where public money's involved. If artists want to use the licenses too, we always
it's all there for them.
Well.
Yeah, it's all there and available.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And there is something on, is it Monday that NetHui is?
Tuesday.
So Tuesday evening is this thing called NetHui. It's basically just an open meeting talking about some of the challenges that Creative Commons licenses present or the things that they avoid?
So the NetHui itself is this big internet conference, and what we've done is set up an open meeting after the conference on Tuesday night at 6, and that's at the Town Hall.
Yeah.
And essentially we're getting representatives from some of the big cultural organisations like New Zealand On Air, the National Library, Te Papa, and the DAS, and just saying, okay, what are the challenges to opening up your collections? Because the challenges are all different. Broadcasting's obviously a different kettle of fish than libraries or archives.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you're sort of going, okay, everybody, let's talk about this and see what comes out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And did you do? You, I feel like I don't want to just say, is this just a job for you? But are you quite into this? Is a big thing for you personally, or?
Yeah, I think it just makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it just seems like a very pragmatic thing to be doing, especially as I say with publicly funded works.
Yeah,
I think it makes a lot of sense. I don't think copyright works all that well on the internet because I think a lot of people just
the internet
cut and paste.
Is very hard. Yeah,
a lot of people ignore copyright anyway. So Creative Commons is a good way to, if you're an artist, it's a good way to get attribution.
Yeah,
just to get your work out there.
Yeah, or just having people know whose work it is, like and like there's those, was it that social media Tumblr where you do the whole like someone put something up. And you can reblog it, and something will get reblogged hundreds of times, and then often someone will just strip out the credits and keep reblogging. And so something can, you know, go viral.
Yeah.
And no one actually knows who made it, where the original artist is. They don't get the credit. They don't get the, I guess the advertising that would send it back to them.
I suppose what I'd say is also that behavior of sharing and reuse isn't in itself bad. I think it's actually quite good practice. So you just want to find a way to make it legal and make sure, as you say, that the people who made the thing in the first place are getting credit for their work. But those kind of practices of sharing and reuse are amazing. I think they're really good, and I think we should be encouraging, especially kids, to be out there engaging with their own culture in that way.
Yeah, and doing the whole pastiche thing.
Yeah.
And being inspired by other things. I mean, it's, I don't know, you don't want everybody inventing the wheel by themselves. Like, if someone's already done something, you can go, oh, look at that. I want to try something bigger. I want to make it, you know, bigger and better. Or have they thought of this? And that sort of stuff. It all sounds very sensible to me. I think we should all be open licenses and then paying people when we want to make money off them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's me. I've fixed the problem just then.
Well done.
Everybody do what I say and that'll be great. But yeah, I mean, has there been a significant work come out of all these licensee things that you've seen that you've gone, that wouldn't have happened without these licensing efforts that we've been doing?
In terms of reusing
works? Yeah, in terms of reusing works.
Yeah, well, so what I'm really interested in at the moment, a lot of my work is to do with teachers sharing educational resources.
Oh, yeah.
So this is really practical. Really practical. So this is a way, getting away from the arts a wee bit.
Yeah,
So there are 2,500 schools in New Zealand.
Yeah.
50-something thousand teachers, a lot of them are doing the same work, reinventing,
but making up their own ways
all the time, right? So this, think about 10,000 teachers being able to share their work using Creative Commons licenses. I'm really interested in seeing that take off.
I don't know what that noise was.
Something in the background.
Oh, it's the wind.
Yeah.
That's fascinating, because you always think of, like, you know, you start with like, oh, it's, you know, some artist that just wants people to recognize it, but teachers sharing resources,
copyright applies to a lot of
it would be fantastic.
Yeah,
if they can spend their time, like, rather than like having to make up their own stuff all the time, which I'm sure some of them want to because they're creative people, but if someone's like, hey, I've thought of this really great exercise for this, that and the other.
Oh, completely. I mean, this is happening. There are 10 schools that have got Creative Commons policies for their teachers at the moment.
So yeah.
10 out of 2,500 is not a lot, but we're making progress.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other good example of Creative Commons at work is in this competition called Mix and Mash, which we're running with the National Library. And there's a bunch of examples of people reusing a lot of open content and open data to make new artistic works sometimes, but also new apps and new scientific or educational resources. So this kind of practice is happening. I think it's getting more and more common to see people doing this kind of stuff, just because it's so easy these days.
That's great. Oh, someone else at the door. I'm so popular today. So many visitors. So famous. Well, that's awesome. If any teachers are out there, you should definitely check that out. And the website is creativecommons.org.nz.
Indeed.
You can probably Google Creative Commons NZ, something like that. The Google. I read an article about Alta Vista the other day, and I was like, I remember Alta Vista.
That's a long time ago.
I used to use Babelfish all the time. just to translate stuff into stupid languages and then copyright it. No, I didn't do that. Hey, thanks for coming in and talking to us, Matt. That's really great. Check out NetHui on Tuesday afternoon, or just in general, all of the NetHui stuff. And visit creativecommons.org.nz if you want to find out more about it.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you. A bit of music. I'll go see who's at the door, and we'll go from there.